Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Hi. I had several calls from you this morning. I was sleeping part of the time, and then I got a voicemail. I was just checking to see if there was something different than when I did talk to somebody.
All right, ma'am. It's the
My name is
telephone number we're speaking
Crystal.
on associated with the order.
Yes.
All right. One moment for me, please. And ma'am, I do apologize for the hold. It just takes an extra minute or two to generate by phone numbers.
Sure.
Okay. All right, ma'am, I do apologize for the hold. Could you verify that name and address, please?
Chris Hollander, 205 Rock Ridge Road Northwest, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52405.
All right, thank you so much for verifying that. And let's see, let's call the customer for voicemail advising situation, call back to confirm.
That's why I didn't know if that callback was a confirmation.
Yes, and let's see here. So the 9th. Let's see what they have available here.
So they told me 12 to 8 tomorrow.
Okay, the message said 12 to 8 on tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay. Couple things. Once, well, first of all, she woke me up, and so I don't know for sure if I got everything since I was sleeping. But then I, when I woke up here, and I checked, and I had a voicemail at 8:33, so I didn't know if that was the confirmation. I listened to it, but I thought it was just a regular message. I didn't pay much attention to it because I thought it was just her leaving a message from the first missed call I had. So I'm just checking to make sure that's what's set up now.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And you're going to receive an automated call this evening that's going to provide the time frame.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anything else I could help with today?
No, that'd be it.
All right. Thanks for calling XPO and
Thank
enjoy
you.
Your day. You're welcome.
Bye. Thank you.